Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back again for another week. Hopefully it's been a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us. Whether you're a player, a coach, a parent, just a fan, hopefully you've had a fantastic week. Obviously college ball is hard into the playoffs now. Coming up for the draft, obviously, high school coming down to their state championships, everything else like that. You know, baseball going on everywhere, and that's what's great. It's that time of year. It's beautiful. So obviously a little bit of movement in the MLB over the last week, and we'll talk about it tonight on the show, and give our thoughts and opinions as always. So you know, before we get there, if you have any questions, a curtain call question for us, you know where you can send that, Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nola, myself, happy to get back to you if it's a personal question, as we always guarantee. That's what it's all about. It's helping you out in any way, shape, or form we can. If it's a personal question, navigating your baseball journey as a player or a parent, even as an amateur coach, any way we can help you, we're here for you for sure. So, and as always, to all our servicemen and women around the world, can't thank you enough for doing what you do every day. So we have the privilege to be able to do what we do in our day-to-day lives, and that includes baseball in some way, shape, or form. So again, thank you for doing what you do and allowing us into your weekly platform, I guess, if that's the right way of saying it. So that's what it's all about, man. Being a dirtbag, getting up, getting after it, getting dirty every single day, man. On the field, off the field, it's just truly what it's all about. And I can't stress it enough. And I think you understand it, dirtbags. That's why you're following us and listening to us. And it means so much to Nolan and myself. It really does. Nolan, on another note, he gets going with his baseball season tomorrow night. So that's exciting. Another year. What do you be? You'll be 30 this year, Nolan. So that's pretty exciting. The body's still kicking and going strong. And you know, you got to be excited about it. And I know we'll talk about that a little bit probably on the show as well. The excitement that you get opening day, and Braden as well will be with you. So that's what it's all about. But you know what, dirtbags, we're excited about the show tonight, and we're happy you're back. So settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we'll be right back here after the break to get up, get after it, get dirty.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
The only thing better than a long weekend? A long weekend filled with great deals. And with Kohl's Memorial Day sale, you can get $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Earn $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on must-haves for soaking up the sun, from patio essentials to poolside picks and more. So hurry to Kohl's and kick off your summer with some savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 26th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to get things rolling tonight?
Yeah, let's kick it off with the obvious elephant in the room that is Mr. Juan Soto with the New York Mets. Obviously, goes into Yankee Stadium, hears a loud booze, yada, yada, yada. But that display that he had against the Boston Red Sox there on Monday night, I don't even have words for that. That's just flat out embarrassing. 26, 27 years old? You're pimping a single off of the fence of the Green Monster with the wind blowing in. And, I mean, obviously, he's still second on the next pitch, so sure, in theory, it looks great, but that situation should have never happened. It should have been a stand-up double or possibly a sliding double anyways, but either way, I mean, you're talking about it, and he hit about three or four balls that game that just, I want to swear, but I can't say the explicitive on air, obviously, just a lack of hustle, a lack of it looks like motivation. I don't know what the right word is, but it's like, man, you need to be called out for that. Now, obviously, New York Mets fans are getting kind of fed up with the little antics and stuff like that. It's like, buddy, you signed a $765 million contract. Like, you are a New York Met until you retire. Or until he opts out, whenever his opt-out is, I guess, or whatever the situation is there. But that being said, if I'm Mendoza, I'm going at him. I'm letting him have it. Like, that's inexcusable for you to be a young kid in the prime of your career and not even remotely coming close to hustling it out. Like, case in point, Mr. Shohei Ohtani out in the Los Angeles Dodgers. He signed his $700 million contract. He's still busting it out of the box every time. Aaron Judge busting it out of the box. Nolan Arenado, even on Monday night against the Detroit Tigers, midst of a slump. He's hitting like .150 over the last 15, 20 games, whatever it is now. Hits a weak ground ball in a 4-0 game up against the Detroit Tigers, and he's busting it out of the box to beat out a double play. And it should have been a double play with Nolan Arenado running. 34 years old, legs are a little heavy. I mean, like I said, he's hitting .150. A guy like that who's been at the pinnacle of baseball, top three MVP guy, in the midst of a slump, and he could have just said, to heck with it. I'm not busting my butt. No, he busted his butt. Gets down there, breaks up a double play, and gets an RBI for it. Like, no reason for Juan Soto at 26, 27 years old to be that lazy in the box and stand there and admire a long single off of the fence. Bust it, get a double.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to be that guy, you got to be that guy. There's no question about it. I get taking it easy on a routine grounder or whatever that you know you're going to be out. You're $765 million. You're getting paid. You got to stay healthy. You got to be on the field. But when you knew he thought he got all of it, and you hit the nail on the head, he pimped it. Great call on those other guys. That's why those guys are to me elite of the elite all the way around. That's the difference. You know, one likes to stay quiet. He likes to stay behind the scenes, so on and so forth. I get it. Play the way you want to play. Still the elite of the elite hitter across the board. And at the end of the season, his numbers will be just fine, even though right now they're the lowest of his career across the board. But for me, I'm sitting there wondering, Nolan, hey, don't forget when Francisco Lindor came over and he did a couple of the same antics. Remember the guy that called him out? Remember the guy that got in the fight with him? Jeff McNeil. Tuned him in pretty quick. Said, that's not what we do over here in New York. They expect players. They expect excellence. That's how we do it. I wonder if Lindor takes him aside and says, hey, buddy, yeah, you got to wake up. You got to play this game hard every single time. Because even his last O with the Yankees, almost a hit up the middle, slumps it out of the box thinking he's got a hit. DJ LeMahieu just coming back for the Yankees, playing second base that day, slides over and throws him out by, I don't know, 10, 15 feet still. And you see that one too, where all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, he caught it, and now I got to run. It's just $765 million from Steve Cohen. Does Cohen talk to him as well? I don't know. Does Cohen take him aside? Does McNeil take him aside?
I would.
Does Alonso take him aside?
I would. 100%. You can bet, like, Cohen, I mean, if I'm trying to get an ROI, like return on investment, I don't want to see that. Sure, I want to see my guy be healthy for 15 years, but at the same time, this is year one. If you're setting the standard within the first 50 games that you're going to be a lazy guy, and not bust it out of the box and try and get a double on a play like that, try and get some singles. Like you said, if I hit a one-hopper to the second baseman and he catches it, okay, little different story. I might not bust it 100% on that one. I might go 75%. But I'm still just saying, though, like to me, I'd be busting it as much as possible, right? There was one time in my men's league and I hit a ground ball to the shortstop, and I didn't bust it out of the box. First baseman or shortstop throws a low one hopper to the first baseman. First baseman ends up dropping the pick and then basically just picks it up because I hit a one hopper to the shortstop, and the guys all tune me in on the bench, and I'm like, no, yeah, you're right. You're right. I was being lazy, take some accountability, and you know what? I start busting it after that. Mental lapse on my part, but... But it's like, no, you are right, though. Jeff McNeil, Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso's like guys on your team that are going to war with you day in, day out. They got to be the guys that are coming forward and saying, hey, that is not how we do business here. That is not the standard for the New York Mets. We're trying to win a World Series, and we're trying to win a World Series this year. This is why we brought you in. We don't need you being lazy and costing us whatever it had cost us type of deal, right?
Yeah, and you know those conversations were had during the signing period, right? What happens in this scenario? What happens in this scenario? What happens in this scenario? We got to be accountable for our actions, like you just said, or whatever. And that's what being a human is, right? I mean, any walk of life, if you end up being accountable for your mistakes, people will forgive you real quick. And even during his interview, there was no lack of, acknowledgement. And that's what's really disappointing about it is quit hiding behind that stuff, man.
Well, he said,
step up. All he,
he said that he thought that he was he thought that he's been running pretty hard this year. He ranks in the 15th percentile for sprint speed at 25 miles an hour. Like 15th percent.
Yeah. And don't try to bypass it. Just man up. It's right there on TV. It's right there on every video. It's right there. So just take ownership and just say, you know what? You're right. That's on me. I let my team down. My bad. My bad. I let the fans down. My bad. Because they just went 5-5 over the last 10. Philadelphia Phillies just went 7-3. They're a half a game up on them when the Mets come out of the gate and they were flying. They were way ahead. You've seen what the Braves have done over the last month. They were only 6-4, but they picked up a game again on the Mets. Like, you've got teams that are coming and they're getting after you. So don't just think because you signed it's an automatic postseason. Wait until you face Shohei and the boys out in Los Angeles. Nah, doesn't work that way. This is the Major League Baseball. Every win counts. And we've talked about it for years, Nolan. Every win counts. I don't care what time of the season it is. Just the reality of it. And yeah, I mean, that's where I just give those other guys so much respect. And I don't think they get enough acknowledgement. You never hear Aaron Judge talk. He just expects excellence because that's what he grew up with Brett Gardner and that whole contingency when he was coming up the line. Bryce Harper, he made mistakes as a kid. You don't see that anymore. He expects excellence. Popple, he stays quiet and just does it.
Papelbon tuned in pretty good too.
Yeah, that's what I said. He was younger.
That's it. I think everybody needs a guy like that. Not necessarily the exact same situation where they grab you by the throat and start strangling you, but no, that's it. Someone needs to grab him and say, hey, listen here, buddy. I get you got paid, but you got to give some effort. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, talking about the standings. So what do you want to do in honor of the number one power team, Detroit Tigers? Want to go back to the AL?
Yeah, we'll start out with the American League. Like you said, Detroit Tigers, still the best team in baseball, 31-17 record. So obviously, yeah, we'll start out with the AL Central, mix it up a little bit this week. So AL Central, Detroit Tigers, 31-17. Minnesota Twins jumped up to second place, 26-21. Kansas City Royals, 27-22. Cleveland Guardians, 25-21. And the Chicago White Sox, 14-34. On a better pace than last year, the Chicago White Sox, I will say that. The Pope has not given them too much life, though. Five-game losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, Tigers, what, 6-4 over the last 10? Minnesota Twins, unbelievable. 3 weeks ago, they were second last in that division. Another 9-1 last 10 games. Rocco Baldelli, got him playing ball, man. I mean, hey, tough collision there over the weekend with Correa and Buxton colliding with each other. That's definitely not what they need. Royals, 4-6. Interesting week and stuff like that. But yeah, Tigers, holy cow. AJ Hinch just got them rolling. They got, they're just playing good baseball right now. Good, solid baseball. What'd they take? 2 out of 3, I think, against the Blue Jays over the weekend. And yeah, just again, pretty good, solid division.
Now out to the AL West, you got the Seattle Mariners, 27-19. Houston Astros, 25-22. Texas Rangers, 25-23. Sacramento Athletics, 22-26. Los Angeles Angels, 21-25. Athletics, 2-8 in their last 10, six-game losing streak. Obviously, the biggest thing is the 8-14 home record and 14-12 on the road. Complete opposite splits. They just can't figure it out at home, though.
Yeah, they just had a tough week, really tough week. Played some good games and that, just weren't able to pull them through, and they're six-game losing streak right now. So that's tough, but you hit the nail on the head. Boy, they haven't been able to figure out the home park at all at 8-14. That's a tough go. Astros just still playing similar. Rangers have picked it up a little bit, 7-3 over the last 10. DeGrom looks great. Really, really good. Haven't missed a beat without Seager. Seemed to be settling in for the most part overall with the hitting. Got Jake Berger back up, rolling again. Seattle, 5-5, losing Miller. Brian Wu, though. Boy, you got to like him, Nolan.
Yeah. Shut down the San Diego Padres. Get the sweep down there this week. Obviously, that was a big one for them. They went into San Diego and swept them. So, yeah, I mean, that's a team that I still don't know what to expect out of them. Obviously, last year I had them going a lot further than they did. And this year, their offense seems to be clicking right now. Jumping over to the AL East, you got the New York Yankees, 27-19. Boston Red Sox, 24-15. Toronto Blue Jays, 22-24. Tampa Bay Rays, 21-26. Baltimore Orioles, 15-31. Baltimore Orioles obviously made the big news this week, firing Mr. Brandon Hyde. He'd been there for 7 years, obviously took them over once they were horrible, got them up to the playoffs, couple good winning seasons in a row, and now they're horrible again. Don't know what's going on with their youth movement, but upper management, they need to do something quick because I don't know how lost that clubhouse is, but it's pretty lost right now.
Yeah, I mean, the holidays looked a lot better over the last 10 games and that's starting to settle in and do some stuff. You know, but overall, that's right. It's just what, 8-15 at home, 7-16 on the road. Like they're lost right now. So they got to hit a reset if they can and see what can happen. But you know, the Yankees, I look at them and I know how good they are, but they just kind of 7-3 over the last 10. And it just, I don't know. There's something in my head that just doesn't see them as that. And I don't know if it's just because the Red Sox and the Blue Jays just can't really seem to get any traction going. I can't put my finger on that pulse yet, other than, yeah, the Red Sox and the Jays just can't seem to get it moving in the right direction. They've got to do something. I know it's only the third week in May or whatever and stuff, but
Yeah, the Jays got the Padres, obviously, this week. And then, basically, I mean, the Red Sox had the New York Mets, sorry. I don't know. I really don't know what's going on in the AL East. Honestly, it's not a great division right now. Those two teams, they need to get it figured out as well. Obviously, Tampa Bay can't win at home either. But the Yankees have just been on cruise control since the start of the season, and they haven't felt any pressure, really. But jumping over to the National League Central. All right, so you get the Chicago Cubs, 28-20. St. Louis Cardinals, 27-21. Cincinnati Reds, 25-24. Milwaukee Brewers, 23-25. Pittsburgh Pirates, 15-33. Obviously, fired Shelton there a couple weeks ago. To be fair, Shelton never really got a fair crack with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I hope a team picks him up. Honestly, if I was Toronto, I'd be looking at picking up either him or picking up Brandon Hyde, because John Schneider needs to go. But that being said, Shelton, give him a fair crack in an actual managerial team where a team wants to put some money forward. I think he's a good manager. The Chicago Cubs, obviously, right now they're in the easiest part of their schedule, having the Miami Marlins still going on right now. Chicago White Sox, obviously, coming up. St. Louis Cardinals, they got a bit of a tough one right now, playing the Detroit Tigers, best team in baseball, but they laid the boots to them on Monday pretty good, 11-4. Good fundamental baseball versus horrible fundamental baseball in that game. St. Louis played fundamental, and the Detroit Tigers looked like a minor league team for the first time all season. I mean, Cincinnati, obviously, Will Benson, I got to give a shout out to him. Comes up, homers in four straight games, I think five home runs over that stretch. Nice little return to the bigs for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, five straight as of Tuesday night. But they get Hunter Green back supposedly on Friday. That's what Mr. Francona was announcing. So that's got to be exciting for them, getting him back in the rotation. But yeah, your Cardinals, I mean, they look good. Another 8-2 over the last 10. Just like you said, I don't know if there's pressure on Marmol, like we've been talking about all year or whatever, and that with Yadi and Pujols and the wings after the season, during the season, who knows? But they're just playing exciting baseball right now, even with Arenado struggling a little bit or whatever. Pete Crow Armstrong and the Cubbies playing good baseball. It's a good division right now. It's exciting baseball for the most part. So it's exciting to see.
Then jumping over to the NL East, you get the Philadelphia Phillies, 29-18, New York Mets, 29-19, Atlanta Braves, 24-23, Washington Nationals, 21-27, Miami Marlins, 19-27. Obviously, like you said, the Phillies just leapfrogged the New York Mets for the best spot in the NL East by half a game. The Phillies are looking a lot better after the Cardinals beat them 2 out of 3. A couple weekends ago, they went on a 7-3 stretch in their last 10. Four straight wins, playing Colorado Rockies right now. Shout out to Kyle Schwarber for the 300th of his career.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be good. I mean, they lose Alvarado to the 80-game suspension this week, so that'll be interesting to see what Dombrowski comes up with that. The Mets we talked about, the Braves still playing pretty decent baseball overall. They got Strider back, and Acuna's right around the corner by the looks of things. So, you know, exactly right. I mean, that's going to be going to war from now on, as long as everybody's healthy. So, and CJ Abrams playing some great baseball down in Washington. So, you know what? Again, it's a division that we expected going into the season, and what, 7 weeks in, whatever, roughly, that's what it's looking like right now.
Okay, and jumping over to the best division in all baseball, still the NL West. Los Angeles Dodgers, 29-19. San Diego Padres, 27-18. San Francisco Giants, 28-20. Arizona Diamondbacks, 26-22. And, of course, the Colorado Rockies bringing it up the rear at 8-39. I hope by the time we get to next week's podcast, the Colorado Rockies have their 10th win. That being said, every team in that division, minus the Arizona Diamondbacks, played sub-500 baseball this week. Dodgers sucked against the Angels. Padres sucked against the Mariners. And San Francisco, they've just been struggling a little bit, inconsistencies. But shout out to Wilmer Flores, who is tied for the MLB lead for RBIs. That guy having a heck of a season, man. That's one of the most underrated players in all of baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Great week, the last week. Yeah, I mean, Shohei's still being Shohei. I mean, Dodgers were 4-6 over the last, lost four in a row. You know, they look good, but I guess Shohei, I mean, he's gotten a couple of simulated, or not simulated, bullpen sessions or whatever in that, but it sounds like his bullpen sessions are going well. No real timeline on him yet and stuff like that, but it's got to be exciting for the Dodgers. I know what you're thinking, Nolan. You're thinking he'll come back and be injured right away because of the Dodgers. Time will tell for sure. Padres, yeah, it's Mike Schilt's been kind of got to be wondering over the last 2 weeks or whatever. And they've been up and down like a yo-yo, so to speak. Giants, 4-6 as well. But yeah, you're right. That Wilmer Flores, exactly. Great last week. And you know what? It's an interesting division. It's great to see those teams, all the top four anyways, three games apart from Arizona Diamondbacks to the Dodgers. Merrill Kelly threw a great game there over the weekend. Just Diamondbacks aren't going to go away either and stuff. There's a lot of good players on that team. So I can see them sliding up in that division over the next probably week. I wouldn't be surprised because I like that team. I still really like that team. And if they get that pitching staff settled in and get it erected and really going in the right direction, there's a lot of horses there to drive that team forward.
Well, that's it. I think it's anybody's division in that division, right? Like the Dodgers obviously are the Dodgers. The Padres were my World Series pick. I still like what they have on paper. Dylan Cease needs to figure it out in a walk year, but I mean, Michael King he's lived up to the billing. And then, like you said, Arizona obviously is Arizona, and San Francisco right now, they made the moves in the offseason to get to this spot. So it's a good division. It'll stay a good division, but Dirtbags will be right back here with the curtain call questions.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. And you know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try our very best to get them on a show for you. So, Nolan, obviously, we talked a little bit about it in the last segment, but Phillies losing Alvarado to the 80-game suspension. That's a big loss in that bullpen, especially with the way Romano worked or whatever. The Phillies fans want to know, does Dombrowski go out and make the trade? Is there other internal options in the short term?
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer right now. Because, I mean, case in point, like you said, Minnesota Twins, St. Louis Cardinals, basically prior to the end of April, I would have thought that those two teams would have been selling. Right? All of a sudden, the pair of them get hot. St. Louis, hottest team in the National League since April 25th. Minnesota Twins, obviously hottest team in the American League since the turn of the month. So those are two teams that you got to wipe off the board. So I'm looking at it, right? Does a David Bednar on Pittsburgh make sense? Guy that's kind of been up and down this year, his value's at an all-time low. Does it make sense for them to go out there and try and get a guy like that? Cost is probably pretty low. I don't know what Pittsburgh's willingness is to deal him right now at an all-time low in value, right? You go out to the Colorado Rockies, obviously a team slumping. I don't even know what they have for good bullpen options, because their ERA is a combined 75 or whatever it is this year. Like, it's not a good ERA, right? Chicago White Sox, I mean, they got some options out there. There's a lot of teams out there, right, that theoretically have options. Does calling up, to me, if I'm Philadelphia, right, and I don't know if Washington's willing to do a deal interdivision, but Kyle Finnegan. That's a name that I'd be looking to get. He's a guy on a 1-year contract. Obviously, basically, he got DFA'd in the offseason, right? And then re-signed, obviously, with Washington. He's still in their closer role. He's still having pretty good numbers across the board. And familiarity with the NL East. Obviously, having played, I believe, his entire career with the Washington Nationals. So, to me, that would be a guy that, if Washington is willing to deal him, obviously record-wise, they're 21-27 right now, right? So I don't know if they're interested in moving a guy like that, but if you can get back a nice little return, like you said, Jose Alvarado's not an easy piece to fix, and especially with Philadelphia's bullpen being the way that it is without him, it's not a pretty sight, right? Their ERA is still pretty high. He's one of their key cogs in that bullpen. So a guy like a Finnegan, to me, would make a lot of sense if Washington is willing to deal him.
Well, and I know they threw out David Robertson, too, right? He's still a free agent now with, obviously, two terms with the Phillies in the past.
Great and experience. He can still
knows
pitch.
The clubhouse. Yeah, knows the clubhouse. Let me throw this out at you with Mika Bell. He came up and threw 9 strikeouts over the weekend and stuff like that. Is he a guy that they want to fool around with, mixing in between starting and relieving? Or do you just keep him in the starting role and you don't play games with him?
I just think because of the injury history, I don't think you put him back into the relief. Even though he could be a long reliever type of deal, I personally wouldn't want him to go relieving right now. I mean, case in point, you just saw in the debut, he goes 6 innings, 9 Ks, looked fantastic, right? And obviously gets sent back down to the minors immediately after the start, just so then that way they're not having to pay him the MLB money. He goes back down to AAA and gets paid the AAA money. That's their way of cheating the system. But yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with that, right? And it's the same as Andrew Painter. I wouldn't want to put Andrew Painter into the bullpen just for the sake of having a guy up in the bullpen. If I can use a Mick Abel as a trade piece, because it looks like Philadelphia's got their rotation pretty much outside of Aaron Nola doing whatever the heck Aaron Nola is doing right now, but Aaron Nola's paid $25 million a year, so I don't think you can just eat that contract. So going to be one of those ones that unfortunately I think Mick Abel just has to stay in the rotation for the long-term plans, or you trade him and you get a guy with a couple of years of control that you can slide into the back end of that bullpen.
Nice. Let's slide over to some World Baseball Classic questions. Two-part question for you in that one. Andrew Jones gets named manager for the Netherlands, and this past week as well, Brendan Donovan got his name promoted out there, whatever, for Team USA. So first, thoughts on Andrew Jones. Second, Brendan Donovan.
Yeah, obviously, and don't quote me on this, I'm not 100% sure about the former Curaçao MLB players. Obviously, Andrew Jones is a fringe Hall of Fame player. I don't know if he'll get in. First 12 years of his career, Hall of Fame player, no doubt in my mind, for center field. The latter 3-4 years where all of a sudden the wheels just fell off once he hit 30 for some reason, really obviously deterred his Hall of Fame credentials and everything like that that he had. So I still got to assume he's probably the best player to ever come out of Curaçao. Obviously attached to the Netherlands because of historical country relevance and stuff like that. But congratulations to Andrew Jones. Obviously, a lot of those young players from either Curaçao, I don't believe they have any true-born Dutch players on their roster. Now, that being said, obviously rosters are still being finalized and whatnot. So for all I know, in a couple months, they could possibly have a guy, right? But either way, tip my cap. A lot of those players, they're going to be looking up to Andrew Jones. I don't know if his son can technically play for the Team Netherlands. That would be interesting to see if he can, like if he's got the dual citizenship. Because as far as I know, Drew Jones was just born in America and played for Team USA growing up and stuff like that. So that would be an interesting one to see if he could get to manage his son at the World Baseball Classic too.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. I know being over here in Germany and that things are definitely changing out of the Netherlands and stuff, and they're making strong move, bringing all those players into the league over here and just getting more acclimated and more comfortable to go and compete in those World Baseball Classics, right? So, and like you said, though, congratulations, Andrew Jones, for sure. So,
second part of that question, obviously, you were just talking about Germany, a player that was born in Germany, Brendan Donovan. There you go, a little known fact to, I think, a lot of people. But Brendan Donovan currently leads the National League for hits, right? Dude's a scrapper. He's gold glove caliber at a few different positions, hence why he won the first ever utility gold glove. Batting .300 for the Cardinals right now, sticking it over .300. Quality bat on ball guy. Right? Doesn't obviously have the flashy home run power. Certainly not the sexiest name out there. But you know what, Brendan Donovan, if I'm Team USA and I'm Mark DeRosa, that's a guy that I'm seriously looking at, and obviously I'm biased. That's a given because he's a Cardinal. But to me, do I think he should be one of, if not the starting second baseman for Team USA? Absolutely. Left-handed stick in that order, especially with some of the pieces that they have. That's just a guy that puts bat on ball and hits good quality balls, right? He can lay down a sack bun. He can do it all. Plays multiple positions, obviously, at a high level. And you know what? To me, I think he'd be a perfect player for Team USA if DeRosa ever gives him the call.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, obviously, my thoughts when I named Dirtbag Baseball Nation was a guy like a Dustin Pedroia or whatever and that, but Brendan Donovan, he falls right into that dirtbag category for me. He just goes out and gets after it, game after game after game, on the field, off the field. I mean, I think, you know, for me, dirtbags, no question about having him on that roster. And I don't know Mark DeRosa or whatever and that, but his playing career, his demeanor, he had to fight for everything he earned or whatever and that, and now he's that manager and stuff. I would think he would really gravitate to a player like a Brendan Donovan. So fingers crossed for him for sure, Nolan. I mean, I know it would mean a lot to you, obviously, being a Cardinals fan. So question from the Sacramento A's, Nolan. First Rookie of the Year polling came out just this week, and obviously Jacob Wilson leading the way in the AL. They want to know your thoughts about this young kid.
I don't understand his batting stance at all. It is the most insane thing that I've ever seen personally, like for a major league hitter, of course. And that's saying something, because obviously everybody, when you're a kid, you get doing the Gary Sheffield, right? For my generation, I should say, everybody as a kid was doing the Gary Sheffield, right? Trying to wiggle the bat like Gary was. And it's like, man, that in and of itself, for the timing that Gary Sheffield had, was the most insane thing of all time to me. At the fact that he could square up 95, hit it half a mile, and wiggle the bat like that the entire time, basically. Jacob Wilson, obviously the exact opposite. He is moving his feet the entire time. Like, he starts out with his foot, like his left foot, obviously he's a right-handed hitter, starts out with his left foot basically pointed towards third base, and then pretty much just walks his way back in towards home. And Nolan Arenado, to a much lesser degree, does the same thing, right? Like, he'll start out a little bit open and then just kind of take a couple of steps, and all of a sudden he's closed off and ready to swing. Jacob Wilson, he's fully open, pointed at third base, and by the time the pitch is coming in, he's got his front foot closed. He's got that good drive, good leg, good extension, obviously, through it. Hitting 340, give or take. I think it's 337 right now. OPS about 850. Tied for the American League lead for rookies for home runs with 5. Leads for RBIs, doubles, hits, all this stuff, right? Dude's just a gamer. He's got a fantastic eye, incredible bat-to-ball skills right now. Doesn't strike out much. Obviously, doesn't walk that much either. That's well known. But, I mean, that guy, he is just off to an incredible start. And I don't know if it's because it's in Sacramento that he doesn't feel like all the eyes are on him. There's not as much pressure or anything like that. But for you to come up as a rookie and do what he's doing, man, that's just a gamer. That guy's got it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Coming in from the Kansas City Royals, getting all excited for that next prospect, Nolan, as we all do for whatever our team is. But Jack Aglianone getting promoted from AA to AAA this week. They want to know, how close is he to the majors? Is it pushing the pedal? Do we got to pump the brakes? Thoughts?
Yeah, I hope he's not a quad A guy. And what I mean by that is, over probably the last, 10 years, 15 years, a lot of the guys have been making the jump from AA to the majors, right? They're basically skipping over AAA and going straight from AA up to the MLB. Now, obviously, with the way that the new draft works, there's not as many lower-level minor league development teams, right? There's low A, high A, double A, triple A. Jack, obviously, basically started out in single A, worked his way up to double A pretty quickly, and then now he's up in triple A, right? And I think that that's the right career path that the Kansas City Royals are doing, because I see too many guys that basically they go from double A to the majors. Case in point, your Jackson Holliday last year. Holliday, like you said, the last 10 games, last 15 games, he seems to be on a bit of a roll, seems to be getting it figured out. But last year, obviously, you saw it. He comes up from double A, and they had to send him right back down because he couldn't hit at the major league level. So with Jack, I think they're taking it slow and realizing, okay, this kid is still a year removed from college. We just drafted him last year. No point in rushing him up to the majors right now, even though he looks like he's ready to roll.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought for this week, not a lot of credit, not a lot of shout out to this guy, Mr. Andres Munoz, closer for the Seattle Mariners. 20 2/3 innings pitched this year. 28 Ks, 8 walks, 2 intentional walks, 7 hits for a whip of 0.726. You know what his ERA on the year is, Kirk?
Not a clue.
Zero. Zero is the correct answer. Hasn't allowed an earned run yet this year. So that's a guy that's coming in, being efficient, getting the job done, and winning games for his club. Doing exactly what the closer role is supposed to be. And that's a guy that will be a free agent, I believe, at the end of next year. Seattle ain't trading him, I can tell you that much. Seattle's looking at keeping this guy, and they're probably going to be looking at trying to lock him up. Because that's a dude that right now, best closer in the game.
Yeah, they only come in short spurts, those type of players. So absolutely, you got to stay there. You got to stay with what you know, and you got to put a little bit of faith and a little bit of trust in the players sometimes. So, Dirtbags, we hope you enjoyed the show. Again, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, listening, sharing, sending your questions. That's what it's all about. It really is all about that. You can never be passionate enough about this game, even through all the highs and lows and the day-to-day turbulence that this game can bring you as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan. You know what I'm talking about. And myself, Nolan, we're included in it. We're part of those highs and lows. We go through it. And it's what drives us. It's what keeps us coming back every week and doing it day-to-day in our everyday life. I just can't get enough of it. I live it. I breathe it. I die it. I really do. And I just never get tired of it. So Can't thank you enough again for being a part of the nation. Again, servicemen and women all around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every day so Nolan and I and the rest of the dirtbags can do what we do in our day-to-day life. It's so greatly appreciated. And again, hopefully we bring a bit of fun to your week wherever you are listening to us. And that's what it's all about. It's working together, building the right culture, the right mindset, and doing it for the right reasons at the end of the day. So, but as always, unfortunately, it is that time, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.